Hey y'all, what's up? I'm Simone Rose and you're listening to the Notebooks and Coffee podcast where we talk about real life and your mental health. As you know, I'm not a licensed therapist. However, each week I get on here and I share my stories with you all in hopes that I can encourage at least one of you to share yours. That being said, grab your cups and let's talk about it. So Alex is back, y'all. We decided to keep this game going, but this time he's going to ask me some of these questions and we're going to see how these answers come out. You ready?
Let's go forward.
All right, let's go.
All right, bet. I think this was a question in here, but whatever. What's the time when you let a problem go on for too long before you addressed it?
Ooh. In all of my relationships.
You just give me one specific one time.
So this last one with the guy that I was dealing with, like I noticed the change. And I didn't say anything initially when I noticed the change, and I should have, because the change like got worse, like everything just went downhill. And if I would have addressed it the first time, I think I would have left the first time versus letting shit ride and giving multiple chances. I'd have just walked away.
Okay. You asked me this one. What's something you think people should appreciate more about you?
My heart. I have a heart of gold. And it's cliche to say that it's like no other, but it really is like no other. Like, you get that raw, unfiltered, like no judgment kind of love from me, whether we're just friends or in a relationship. It's just, it's my heart. And a lot of people don't appreciate it until I kind of like snatch it away from them.
Don't appreciate nothing until it's gone.
I don't believe that. I think people, like, they say you don't know what you have until it's gone. I think people know, but I think that some people get so wrapped up in themselves, they don't think that you'll ever leave.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or
you'll
disconnect from them.
Oh, yeah, because you think, like, well, let me do it now.
Yeah.
They just going to keep pressing their luck until the next thing. Bow!
Yeah.
Not no more.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm saying. When was the last time you cried?
30 minutes ago.
Okay. Well, that's perfect. Do you need a hug?
I do, actually.
Well, girl, you need a hug, then, Charlotte.
I do.
You know what I mean?
Dottles, don't bark. Don't make it weird. But no, 30 minutes ago, I was listening to this song called, what is it called? Someone You Used to Love?
It was about Summer Walker.
No, oh, okay. Someone You Loved. The guy that sings it is not who I was, like, not the person I was listening to. But the song has been made over, like, 50 times.
Well, you know, love songs, but, like, the topic of love has been sung a billion times.
So it's Someone You Love by Lewis Capaldi.
He sounds like an author.
But I don't know. It's just listening to it, it hit a nerve. And it made me cry.
So he was expressing how he felt. Like,
yeah.
Hey, man, listen, love do that to you.
It was one of those, like, I opened up to you and, like, you just kind of pulled the rug from underneath of me.
Oh, so it belongs on my playlist?
Yes. It belongs on your toxic playlist.
Slim.
I'm going to send it to you.
Listen, you know the thing about my toxic tunes?
But
breakup songs, I'm trying to tell you, it's great music, mm-hmm. but the topic, if you listen to a bunch of them in a row, it's like, bruh, I hate this.
Yeah.
Basically, hence Summer Walker.
Yeah.
What's your worst coping mechanism?
Either I overeat, or I won't eat at all.
That is terrible.
Right. So
that's like a heartbreak central. Like you eating buckets of ice cream and shit.
So either I will overeat, and I'll overeat like a lot of fat foods. Like
ice cream and shit.
No. I'll like bake cookies. I'll eat pizza. I'll go.
Oh, so you just, yeah.
I'll go to Chick-fil-A every day. Or I just, I'll go days without eating and I like drink a smoothie once in the morning or once at night.
Well, one thing about depression and heartbreak, it'll help you lose weight if you don't eat. But on the other side, it's going to have you like, the fuck
are you doing? Yeah, I've lost a lot of weight. Like, it's my weight loss has been a combination of the lupus and then me stressing out. So it's been interesting. Like, I went from being 140 something to now I'm like 129, 130-ish. Like, I haven't been over 135. I might be 133 now. I think the last time I stepped on the scale, I was 133.
I'm like a whole bunch of pounds.
Yeah. And I missed my weight. So, like, now I'm literally trying to eat everything.
Hey, well, you know what they say? You know how a woman is happy in a relationship?
And she gained weight.
She gained weight, baby.
So.
Feeding her.
Needless to say.
Yeah, okay. All right, cool. All right. Don't hurt me with this
one. Okay.
What's something you miss about your last Series X?
He was really touchy-feely. Like, his love language, his first love language was words of affirmation, but the second one was physical touch. So it was like when we were around each other, he was always touching me, like always kissing me. Like, it felt good. So I missed that, but I don't miss the shit that was attached.
Yeah, it's easy to talk about the bad shit.
Yeah.
When was the last time you lost your cool? What? And how do you feel about it now?
It's been a minute. Like, I haven't really flipped out in a long time. I feel like I'm overdue for one.
Overdue to whoop my ass.
I'm overdue to cuss somebody out. I feel like it because I feel like it's building up. But I know that's a part of this whole healing journey. So, like, it's going to come out eventually. But I haven't flipped out.
Well, sometimes you need to get it out. It's like cancer. You hold on to it, it eats your ass.
I feel like I should have flipped out. Based off of conversations that you and I have had, I feel like I should have flipped out, but I didn't.
Listen, you know what I do? Just write it down. Honestly, like, you know, that's kind of cliche, write it down. Like, I send myself texts all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Once I get it out, even if I never send it to nobody else, like, you write it down on a letter, burn it, and then you got it out. Send it off to the air. Just saying, try it. Describe a time when you really disappointed someone. Did you ever earn their trust back?
Who, outside of my mama? Because, I mean, growing up, like, I was terrible. But that really was. That was terrible as hell. So there was a friend of mine who, I'll say this, we stopped being friends over a miscommunication, like bad communication on my part. Like, I knew something, and I took longer to say something than I should have.
Oh.
But it was more so me trying to just figure out, one, how to say it, and then two, if everything was true. Because I didn't want to go to my friend with something that wasn't true. Like, I needed the concrete
proof. Yeah, because when you go to somebody about this, something that's going on, and, like,
when you go to somebody about their relationship or the person that they're dealing with, and when you love somebody, like, you don't want to hear nothing negative, but you gonna automatically assume whoever's coming to you is lying or trying to break y'all up.
Yeah.
Even if y'all aren't together, you gonna think that the person is trying to keep y'all apart. So before I brought it to my friend, I needed to make sure it was true. And then when I brought it to her, she was just like, well, you've known for this long. And it's just like, what you want me to do? Like, I waited for a reason, but I understood why she was mad. So I feel like she was disappointed. She probably does not trust me because I have not talked to her in almost 2 years.
Damn.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'll say this. Pray about it.
I did. I gave it to God. I was like, whatever's going to happen.
When you give it to God, it should be free from your mind.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. All right. Here's a light question.
Mm-hmm.
What type of person have you always wanted to date but never had the chance?
I don't know. Somebody famous, I guess.
Why?
I don't know. Because I feel like I just, for one day, like I want the glitz and the glam and like the first class treatment.
Oh, so you reference in the future. You know, you tired of crying in the autumn. You weren't crying at Rolls Royce.
First of all, Future has some mental health issues on his own.
Hey, baby. We all need something.
But I don't know. I've always wanted to have like that one night, but I feel like I couldn't do it for more than a night because I can't do cameras in my face and like no privacy at all.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you know what? I just got a question. This, it ain't on here, but I just thought of a question.
Okay.
What do you think of this Sierra's prayer foolishness?
So, First of all, it's a great prayer.
I never actually heard it.
It's a great prayer for her. I'll send it to you because it's actually written out. I think it's on like Shade Room or something, but I screenshotted it. But it's a great prayer. I won't take that away from her, but it's her prayer. Mm-hmm. Like, and I think a lot of women who have been in these trash ass relationships who want the quote unquote Russell Wilson's feel like whatever she said to get him is going to get them their Russell Wilson. And that's not necessarily the case because everybody's situation is different. Like your heart, everybody's heart is different. And it took me a minute to realize that everybody's heart is not the same. Like, everybody doesn't have the same heart that I have. So I can't expect people to move the way that I move. And if you're separate from her, so you can't expect to get what she has. What's meant for you is going to be for you. So I feel like people need to pray their own prayer. Like, I have separate conversations with God. Like, and it's not one of those, like, let me write this down and say it. It's one of those, hey, look, I'm here. It's me again. Let me get this off my chest real quick type things. It's no set. Let me use Sierra's prayer to get my man. That's actually on Summer Walker's album. That's the last song on the album. Or not song, last.
Listen, yeah. I personally feel Summer Walker's toxic, but whatever.
I think that whole relationship was toxic. And I think all of this was a setup, honestly.
I know. Hey, well, I will say this about Sierra's prayer. A lot of women, they claim to want a relationship, but at the same time, they didn't do the work to prepare them for the relationship.
And that's the thing. Like, if you're not putting in the work, you can't just go say her prayer and be like,
exactly,
here's my man. It don't work like that. Hey, like, you got to work on yourself.
I don't know too many Bible verses verbatim, but I can tell you one that I know for a fact.
Faith without works is dead.
You know what I'm saying? James 2:26, baby.
Yeah.
They said, you can't, like, how are you handling the weight? What you going to do? What are you doing?
Yeah.
What you going to come back to women and their accountability? Not women, their accountability.
I did an episode on accountability.
Listen. Women, this is some trash-ass women.
It is.
Like, trash-ass. Now, granted, you know, because a lot of, like, accountability, like, you know, women, like, they know a dude is trash. Know it. Like, know he is trash.
Mm-hmm.
But they won't, like, they allow it to go on, like, you know, at least he come home to me every night.
Oh, I hate those women. There's a fear of being alone. And I think that comes from, like, underlying abandonment issues, like, growing up as a child on both parties. Like, you know a relationship is toxic, but you stay out of fear of being alone. And a lot of people don't acknowledge those abandonment issues at all.
Of course. But, you know what it is? A lot of things in a relationship. The thing about yourself, you ain't gonna realize until it happened. You didn't realize you weren't over it, or you just didn't realize it until you in a relationship. Because mm-hmm. relationship will bring shit out of you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, let's see. Here we go. Get you some good ones. Here we go. This life.
Okay.
Write a dating app bio in two sentences. Two sentences.
A dating app bio in two sentences.
About yourself.
Oh. I'm a vibe.
That's
it's one sentence. That's all you need is I'm a vibe.
I mean, listen. Hey, man, I guess that works.
I'll do you one better. I'm a whole vibe.
Shit, I add something to that one. Listen, I'm a whole vibe, and you're going to love it here, baby.
Hello? There it is.
You know what I mean? Other people. No. That question. What's something you've always done and only realized as an adult that it was weird?
Like, what do you mean always done?
Like, something you just subconsciously, you just do it all the time without thinking about it. But you didn't realize, like, you know, this shit kind of weird. That don't mean I'll stop doing it, but this shit kind of weird.
Something weird that I like. I like smelling cleaning supplies.
Like, what you mean? Like,
I love the smell of Fabuloso, or I love the smell of bleach. So, like,
well, people like the smell of a clean house.
Like, so in general, like, after I've cleaned the house, like, I'll leave the bleach open, like, because I like the smell.
Ah, man, you ever seen that movie? I think it's called Superstar or whatever.
No.
I don't know. All I know is when she got nervous, she's like, when I get nervous.
I know we should talk about that you've done it.
I don't remember the movie. I just remember that part. Like, people are weird. But honestly, we all have weird things that we do. We just Ooh. Honestly do. Like me, I always crack my feet. Like, I always gotta crack my toes. And then, I don't know. I don't like going to sleep with dry feet. Like, I put lotion on my feet. I might miss from my ankles up, but I put lotion on my feet.
Okay. Whatever works.
Hey, man, just say whatever. Don't judge me. Judge your mama.
Yeah, okay. All right. What else you got?
All right. That weird. All right. Is there anything that you're anxious about, and how can we reassure you? Wow.
I'm always anxious. I suffer from anxiety, like, real bad. Okay. I suffer from the anxiety of the unknown. So, I'm one of those people that has to know everything. Like, I hate surprises. I hate surprises. I don't like not knowing something. And I fidget a lot, like, when I get anxious. So, I'm one of those people that you can't send that text, like, we need to talk.
Hell no, don't send me that text. Yes, we do. We got to talk about it. I don't get this off.
Yeah, because I'm going to send you something back. So, now we're both anxious for the rest of the day. I don't know.
Yeah, because that we need to talk text. And then, that's how I got broke up with, too. But, but that joint is the worst time. And then the person, we talk about when we see each other. Hell no! You gonna ruin my day.
Yeah, no. Like, I'm anxious. I'm very anxious. And that is something that I've been working on. Even my therapist, like, she gave me these steps to follow. Oh. And they work sometimes, but sometimes they don't. So, I don't know. Like, reassurance when it comes to anxiety. That's something I need to look up, honestly, because I don't know that you can, anybody with anxiety, like, reassurance doesn't really do anything.
It depends.
I think it'll settle it for, like, a few minutes, maybe a few hours, but
yeah,
it kicks right back in.
Yeah, because, like, a surprise, mm-hmm. like, I got a surprise for you. It honestly comes back to who told you to.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, but if they gotta say we gotta talk, don't ever use we gotta talk.
Mm-hmm.
Just talk. Tell me, damn man, I'm gonna call you.
Yeah.
So
I'd rather just talk about it then and get it over with.
But that's right. But you know, most of the time, the fear of the unknown. You most of the time, what you make it up in your mind to be is actually worse than what it usually is going to be. Mm-hmm. It never is worth that bad.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
But yeah, I would definitely say my anxiety. That's something that I'm working on regularly.
Yeah, it's a ever going process.
Mm-hmm.
You're never going to just reach you. Like I think I've seen some. Like I read some. We never really fully get our life together.
Mm-hmm.
You just continue to just keep working. Like all right, well.
Yeah, we're here now.
And then like I read a quote. I read this. I seen it the other day, mm-hmm. And I told somebody else today. Like I'm big on quotes and stuff like that. Great decisions come from experiences. Experiences come from bad decisions.
Well, shit, I'm tired of experiences.
Hey, man, listen.
And I made enough bad decisions in my life, and I feel like at this point,
you listen.
Something gotta give.
Hey, listen, you gotta just keep it rolling. Listen, one of my old man sayings, like, "How you doing? How everything going? I'm just trying to hold it in the road, baby. Just trying to hold it in the road."
Who grandfather did you get that from?
I like old people's hands. One of my favorite ones. How much time we got left?
Like 5 minutes.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you a couple of them. Proper planning prevents poor performance.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's see. Proper planning prevents poor performance. What was the other one? Oh, this one. Because you know old people saying, yeah, when they tell it to you, you a kid and it don't make no type of sense.
Mm-hmm. And then it hits you as an adult, like, oh, that's what you meant.
Uh-huh. And here's one. Just keep on living.
Yeah.
Just keep on living.
I feel like old people say that when it comes to, like, heartbreak.
They say that about everything. Just keep on living, baby. Just keep on living. And you know what I'm saying? Time only gets fast as you get older.
Yeah.
It don't slow down.
At all.
So then, you know, you just make the best of it.
At all. What's another one?
You know what I'm saying? Listen, now I'm just shooting off the top, baby. I'm just trying to end on some good quotes. Like, I know a bunch of them. Like, let me see. Sometimes you gotta learn what to give a fuck about and what not to give a fuck about.
Yeah.
And now, I will say this, though. This, I think I said this earlier, like, once you put it in God's hands, now it's hard. It is absolutely
that
hard.
That is a struggle that I deal with.
Like, once you put it in God's hands, it should be free from your mind. Like, but at the same time, though.
That sounds good, but it ain't how it works.
It ain't that easy.
That's not how that works.
It don't. But you, hey, listen. Because sometimes it's like when you're using doubt. Like you're doubting God's power. Ah, oh, man, you know book you should read? You can do it all the book. Crazy Faith. Mm-hmm. I just finished it. Mike Todd. Good one.
Okay.
All right, well, you know, I ain't got no more questions for you. Not right now.
All right. So this was fun. So this was part two of the Truth or Drink on the Rocks questions. We are not drinking right now, but these questions, some of them on
I am
cards,
thirsty though.
Some of these cards will make you want to have a drink. Like, I'm sitting here reading them now. Like, what in the hell? Like, who? I would love to meet whoever came up with these cards. Because some of them are like real deep and then some of them are like super chill. Like, there's no happy medium with any of these cards. It's either real left or like they just right.
Listen, depending on who you play with, these are great first date questions.
Interesting. I don't know that I would ask somebody on the first date, like, when was the last time?
No, you got to be selective of the question.
Okay.
And then if you ask them on the first date, they're going to give you the super PC version.
Mm-hmm.
Then you ask about 6 months in, they can give you that real shit. You're like, you know what?
Shit changes.
Hey, baby.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Well, I wanted to do something different for these last couple episodes. We will catch y'all next week.